HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A Marine Corps helicopter carrying five troops from Nevada to California after training has been located in mountains outside of San Diego. Now crews are trying to reach the aircraft. KFMB-TV's Kelly Hessenau.
Crews had to deal with lots of mud and snow. And according to the Marine Corps, the helicopter, a H-53E Super Stallion helicopter, it left Creech Air Force Base northwest of Las Vegas during a routine training flight and was on its way to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar when it was reported overdue, meaning it didn't arrive when it was scheduled to.
Two police officers shot and wounded in suburban Pennsylvania are said to be okay. The East Lansdowne house where the shots came from went up in flames, and Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer says 6 to 8 people believed to live in the suburban Philadelphia house are unaccounted
for. My understanding is a family, a large family living in that house, and we have reason to believe that one of them started shooting. And there was a call for an 11-year-old girl being shot that came into the 911 center. That's why the officers responded.
The Senate, in a procedural vote, does not pass a $118 billion border and foreign aid package backed by the White House. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
A U.S. Senate plan to stiffen border security, tighten requirements for asylum, and nearly shutter the border during spikes of migrant crossings had the endorsement of Senate leaders and a National Border Patrol union.
My Republican colleagues changed their minds. Turns out they want all talk and no action.
The motion is not agreed.
But it collapsed, in part because former President Trump opposed it.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire proposed by Hamas, which called for Israeli troops to withdraw from Gaza in exchange for the release of all of the remaining hostages. CBS's Deborah Patta is in Jerusalem.
For Palestinians stuck in Gaza, who've already endured 4 months of war, a deal cannot come soon enough. And for the families of the more than 100 hostages still being held in the middle of that war.
While the storm that drenched Los Angeles caused major damage, the upside is that it's helping the city's water supply. CBS News LA reporter Jasmine Bean.
This week's record rainfall filled up the rivers and channels. And a lot rushed into LA County's spreading grounds.
We got a lot of rain, an atmospheric river, but it's our Super Bowl, so we're ready for it.
In fact, the county says it was able to harvest 3.6 billion gallons of water from just this storm.
That's enough for 89,000 residents for a year.
That's LA County Public Works spokesperson Liz Vasquez, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 2-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost 114-106 to the Phoenix Suns. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points, but the team was shorthanded. Damian Lillard out with a sore ankle. Forward Chris Middleton left the game early with an ankle injury. Center Brook Lopez out for personal reasons. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I thought we fought, hung in there. You knew at some point, you just felt at some point we wouldn't have enough offense on the floor.
Later, Rivers' press conference was interrupted.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, too, like the Phoenix Suns, they kind of had some injury problems early in this season, too, and they're looking a little bit fully more healthy now.
Fire alarm, we got to go, man. I'm joking.
Turns out it wasn't a fire, just an alarm on a battery. College hoops, the Badgers are in Michigan to play the Wolverines. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile. He spent the last four seasons with the Miami Dolphins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with rain developing late, warm with lows in the low 40s and breezy. Showers around tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder and staying breezy. Highs all the way to the mid 50s. Cooler for Friday and the weekend as high temperatures drop back into the 30s. Currently it's 44 degrees.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allwald. Noon to 3 on Thursday, our guest is Keegan Kelly from Crack.com. Obscure sitcoms right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are, Dega. You are right. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Right on. Hey, why don't we have Heather Keeler interviewing her son, who's a high school senior who just committed playing football at Northern State University. And let's take a listen to State Representative Heather Keeler and her son.
Thanks, Robert and Haley. I'm sitting here today in my favorite role, which is being a mom. I know that you guys have talked to me a lot about the work that I do, but honestly, I take the most pride in raising my kids. As many of you know, I've talked about it a lot. I have a senior, and being a senior mom is emotional. And today is an outstanding day for me and my son, DJ. Tell him what today is, Deej.
Today was my signing day, which is the next step in my journey. A big, very big, important step, making it official that I'm going to go to college to play football at Northern State University.
Gonna play football. So you've been like a tri-sport athlete. And I kind of laugh because like growing up, we knew that you were going to be doing something athletic because your first word was ball.
Yeah.
Right? But talk to me a little bit and tell us a little bit about like what football has really meant to you from like your very early ages to your senior year.
Yeah. Well, I've always loved football. I've always loved every sport. I've been very competitive my whole life. So I just found love for the game just through my friends and just different experience that I've had in the past. And luckily for me, I turned out to be good enough to play at a college level. So
yeah, and you had, how many offers did you end up getting?
I ended up with 7 offers, which is a blessing because some people don't even get one offer, and the fact that I had a choice to pick between 7 schools is a blessing.
It really is, and we talk a little bit about, I think the statistic is like 7% of high school athletes get the opportunity to play at college, and so
less than that.
So, I mean, it is really a true blessing, and I've been your mom for your whole life, and I've watched you work really, really hard at it. You have a chart in your room that you set goals, you know, so like just in the professional world, we talk a lot about setting goals and really working towards those. What were some of the goals that you set for yourself in your high school career?
Yeah, so pretty much in 7th grade, I had my mom give me a whiteboard, and I was just like, today I'm going to just make my future plan and I'm gonna go after it. Cause one thing about me, I'm organized and I like to be organized and setting my goals. So some things I had on my board were start varsity football, which I ended up doing.
2 years.
2 years. Start varsity basketball, which I ended up doing. 2 years. And then I had four things on my chart. One of them is be obsessed, which I feel like if you're not obsessed with what you do, you're not going to be the best at it. And another thing was small step forward every day, because you can't just get to the place you want to be just off of one day. It's small steps forward every day.
I like that because sometimes it's steps forward and steps back.
Yeah.
You know, it's making sure you keep going. Okay, what else did you have?
And it's not big steps forward, it's small steps, because you can't just take big leaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that I had was do it for them. Then I have a bunch of pictures of my younger self and my family on there. So every day I wake up, I look at my board, it's do it for them. And then my last thing was never be satisfied. So if you really want to reach your goals, then you can never be satisfied. So I just always have to remind myself that.
I think that's good, because those are all things that will work in other parts of your life. Like, it played out really well in sports. But I mean, if you think about moving forward, what are you going to college for?
I'm going for business and sports marketing.
Yes, sports marketing. I love that. I did an emphasis in sports as well. And I think it's important to go into a career that, like, you have deep passions about. And obviously, like, you have deep passions about athletics. So this is Native Roots Radio. And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, being an Indigenous athlete. And what are some things you did? You know, I know we smudged before football games. But talk a little bit about, you know, how being Native in this world and in athletics have kind of played out for you.
Yeah, well, being Native is obviously, it's not something around this area that I have a lot of friends. But my junior season, I had one friend that was Native. So before every game, me, him, and my mom, Heather, would always go smudge before a game. And I feel like that helped, like, cleanse our minds and get us prepared for just whatever comes next. And then also, I feel like it's very, being Native is very, what'd you say, like a blessing, like spiritually. Like, it helps me get connected to the spiritual, like, part, the other half of the game. Because it's not always about how you play. It's about your mental part of the game. So smudging before the game helped me get my mental part of the game ready.
That's a good answer. You know, I smudge every day before I go into session, kind of for the same reasons. Like,
yeah.
It's one thing to go out and do the work. It's another thing to stay, like, holistically grounded in some of those really hard spaces. So you're going to Northern. They're the Wolves. You're super excited. What's your position?
I'm a wide receiver.
I think you're the best, just because I'm your mom. I get to say that. So if there was some advice you could give to your younger self, you know, think about that DJ that was like fifth grade, eighth grade, and it was like just sometimes those days are kind of tough. Like, what's some advice you would give to the younger version of yourself?
Some advice I would give was never give up, because I was pretty good in like fifth, sixth grade, but then middle school, I kind of started struggling a little bit. I had an injury in eighth grade, which I missed a couple games and I didn't really get any playing time. And that's when I pretty much was like, okay, I just want to play basketball. Basketball mm-hmm. was my main sport. And then something just that summer, just talking to Coach Feeney, I was like, yeah, like, football, this is meant for me. Like, I think I can go places in football. So if I would have gave up, if I would have quit that eighth grade summer, then I wouldn't be here today doing what I'm doing. So just never give up, work hard, and be yourself.
That's so true. Thanks, DJ. You know, publicly I talk a lot about my work, but I do really take a lot of pride in you. And I'm so, so, so proud of you. I know there's a lot of community members just in our own community and in our region that have watched you too. Real quick, before we wrap up and send it back over to Robert and Haley, you had the best game-winning shot this year in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are some of the real high-level fun points of your senior year in athletics?
That shot, definitely. And I feel like this team, this basketball team I'm on, can go all the way. So we haven't even hit the highest points yet.
Yeah, so you got that season left, heading off to college, senior year. I just want to remind everybody, Cobell Scholarship is open. There's a lot of Native American scholarships out there. I'll work with Native Roots Radio, Robert, Haley. We can get some stuff online so that individuals heading off to college can be prepared and have some financial opportunities as well. Bye. Thanks, Robert and Haley.
Hey, thank you, State Representative Heather Keeler and her son. Up next, Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin. And also, today's a special day, too, before we swing it over to the commercials, huh, Haley?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, not only is it college signing day for seniors playing football, but it's National Girls and Women's Day in Sports.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Arvina Martin.
Stay with us.
Oh,
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Life can be hectic. Sometimes the pressure can feel like too much, and the emotions can be overwhelming. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223 for no-cost crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223. 596-1223.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, before we get to our friend Arvina, there's a couple things we want to just take care of real quick. Haley, we got that big happenings where meet and greet, and we get to hang out with people like Matt McNeil and our friend with the 10 o'clock scary show. And yeah. Why don't you give a quick shout out to our listeners out there?
Absolutely. Well, February, like we talked about yesterday, is Listener Appreciation Month here on AM 950, which is our home station. And we just want to say a big thank you and Pinagigi, Miigwech, Wopila to everyone, all of our listeners out there for tuning into the show, whether it's this year or all 7 years is really amazing. And you can win prizes all month by liking posts on Facebook, signing up for AM 950's e-newsletter, and calling into our local shows. Prizes include really great gift cards to restaurants, listener appreciation events, like the one that'll be happening on the 13th, I believe, next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just want to say a big thank you to everyone out there.
Right on. Hey, without any further ado, just a second here. Had to clear my voice there. Now I sound normal. Without any further ado, you know, you didn't know I could speak French, did you there, Haley?
I didn't.
Hey, we have our friend Arvina Martin, president of Merge Wisconsin, and always great to see you, and always love our conversations. And we have a whole Ho-Chunk show now.
Yay for Ho-Chunk Wednesdays. Thanks for having me.
Exactly.
Good to see you, Arvina.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, so before we get to the heavy stuff, Arvina, I'm a Swiftie, so I just wanted to throw that out there. And what's your feelings here? We got a big football game, and she just won a couple of Grammys, and I don't know. I'm a big fan.
I respect what Taylor Swift puts out and her, that she's a great artist. She's just not – that's not my jam. There's some of her songs that I like, but you know, I appreciate that all that she's accomplished, and she's clearly talented, and you know, and lots of my friends like her, just doesn't scratch that musical itch for me, but you know, I appreciate her, and also, you know, good for her for supporting her partner, and you know, forget all those other people out there who get mad that she's on TV for 25 seconds. Like, mm-hmm. She can't help it.
Yeah, right. Well, I knew you'd have some something good to say about her. I don't really listen to her music, but I like her politics, and I like how she can, with a magic wand, get 65,000 people to register to vote in a good way.
I hope that she can use that magic wand to get Kansas City to change their name.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and then there's 49ers is not a native friendly name either, if we want to get
no, not really. I actually don't know if I'm even going to watch the Super Bowl this year. I was really hyped for the Lions, you know, some good old fashioned NFC North pride, some black and blue division. And boy, it was disappointing when they didn't make it. But what a run they had.
Well, and your Packers, too. I got to give you a lot of credit. I think in the beginning of the year when they first played the Minnesota Vikings, I thought they would win three games, and they just got better and better and better. And they were the youngest team, I think, ever to be average age to be in the playoffs.
I believe their average age was 25.3 or something like that. Like, that's those are babies.
That's Haley's age.
Exactly.
Shoot. Yeah. Well, they had a good season and ended up, you know, getting a taste with the young ones, getting a taste of playoffs. That's all it takes to get.
Well, I'm hoping that where things are right now, we can restore the NFC North to proper glory with the Packers and the Lions. And then, you know, maybe the Vikings, too, coming on up. Get out of their own way.
I was waiting to see who you were adding to that. Yes.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to take back that Vikings jersey I bought for you. So next time I see you, I'll give it to Haley instead. Well, let's get to business here. Some national stuff here. The border. Senate Republicans blocking a bipartisan border bill that even the Border Patrol put a stamp on it saying, this is great. This is exactly what we want.
From what I'm to understand, it was a very conservative bill, but, you know, did fix the issues or at least was a step forward in fixing some of the issues at the border. And I don't claim to know everything there is about what's happening at the border, but I do know that there does need to be something done. And, you know, we all know who put the kibosh on this piece of legislation. He's orange and he has cotton candy hair and he's running for president. You know, it's hard. I mean, and this is the kind of thing that makes people be skeptical of politics, is that, you know, clearly he's trying to run on this being the most important issue, but then is actually stopping progress because he wants to keep it an issue. I mean, I think he said that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he say that there are like 300,000 people that have died because of, you know, and I'm taking his stats with a boulder of salt. But then to say, okay, but we're just going to let it go for the next year until I'm president again, and then I'll fix it. That's the reason why people get so skeptical about politics and politicians. You know, they see people playing games like this, and the whole Republican legislative caucus and the federal government is going with it.
Right. Well, and the bill is set up by a really conservative Republican and, of course, a Democrat. And he's miffed. And now all of a sudden he's a bad guy because he's doing his job and doing what he said he was going to run on. And that's, securing the border or working on the border. And so I believe, and this is just my opinion, is that not only is chaos, if you've ever read the book, Art of War, chaos is part of the strategy. So part of me thinks, you know, these guys are really not very smart. And the other part of me is going, they know what they're doing. So this with this chaos, and they're not hiding it. What do you think, Arvina?
I mean, I think it's clear that they're not hiding it. everybody seems to be pretty blatant about it and seems to be proud. Oh, Trump said, we can't support this, so we're not supporting it. I think it kind of backfires in the sense that people are seeing how you really are and seeing that you're willing to give up things that you believe in because Trump says so, and you have to kiss his ring. It makes me really angry to see, and I hope that people don't fall for it, and I like to believe that everybody can see through it, but there's a lot of people that don't and take it at face value, and we know that nothing that Trump does or the congressional Republicans it's not at face value. There's always another shoe to drop.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and we're talking to you directly from Madison, right?
Yep, I'm in Madison.
Mad City, as they used to call it when I lived there. Yeah.
Missing my son Ho-Chunk Way is doing his signing today. He's a football player. I believe he's a linebacker at Baraboo High School. And he's going to be coming your way. So make sure you get to some Hamline University football games next fall and cheer on John Bodine the second.
Right on. Ooh. And I'm right by Hamline University, so I could ride my bicycle there, no problem. So keep us reminded, and Haley and I will do a remote from there. Oh,
yeah, and maybe I can join you too and meet Haley in person.
I know. We haven't met yet, which is just crazy. We're probably related, so.
Exactly. We want to keep you another segment here, and I don't know if you've been staying on top of this, but we had former South Dakota Representative Ruth Buffalo on a couple days ago, and we talked a little bit about what's happening with Governor Noem in North Dakota, and I want to hear what you have to say about that, because I don't know, is she going to be Trump's vice president? In the way she's acting and talking, she sounds like a bad example of Trump.
Oh, God, I hope not. I hope not.
Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin and Haley Cherry, and this is Native Roots Radio, and this is a Ho-Chunk show today here in this segment, these two segments. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Crews are trying to reach a Marine Corps helicopter that has crashed in a mountainous area outside of San Diego. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter, found 8 hours after it was reported overdue, was returning after a training mission when it went missing.
Five Marines were on board. Two police officers shot and wounded while responding to a call at a house in suburban Philadelphia that burst into flames are recovering. DA Jack Stolstein.
It's great that the officers who responded to this call are doing well. The mayor, police chief, and I got a chance to see them at the hospital. We walked through the room where they are and they gave us the thumbs up.
6 to 8 people believed to live in that house are unaccounted for. A procedural vote on a border and foreign aid deal fails in the U.S. Senate. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
House Republicans Speaker Johnson made pretty clear that it was going to be pretty near impossible for it to go through the House if it didn't include all of their priorities.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Boogiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. It was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
She says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation.
I'm meteorologist Mace packages. Michaels. Cloudy tonight with rain developing late, warm with lows in the low 40s and breezy. Showers around tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder and staying breezy. Highs all the way to the mid 50s. Cooler for Friday and the weekend as high temperatures drop back into the 30s. Currently it's 44 degrees.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, there are great friends there in Minneapolis, and we love going over there. And hey, we are with Irvina Martin, who is Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. But also, I got to give a quick shout out, if you don't know, Irvina was the first Native American city council member in the city of Madison. That just makes the city of Madison that much more cooler. Irvina, welcome. I love that city, and I was just there a couple times the last 2 weeks. Oh, you're muted. Irvina, can you hear me? You're muted somehow.
I muted myself accidentally. Sorry about that.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah. But thank you again for having me. Sorry, I'm adjusting. For those of you who are watching, I'm adjusting myself, you know, so sorry about that for a second.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you have been following that or keeping up on that all, but it's just totally bizarre in that Governor Noem is saying all these things. And then finally, the tribe just said, thanks, but no thanks. You are now no longer invited to ever come into our reservation area.
Yikes. I mean, I can't imagine being an elected official and then having somebody say, you can't come here, you know, you've screwed me over or won't play fair or whatever, you know, however you want to put it, and then say you can't come. I kind of think that's a show of failure of her leadership if she's got people that can't even engage with her anymore because, you know, she's not being fair and playing and working with people and consulting as she's supposed to.
Well, I think what put him over the edge too is Noem suggested last week that the state send razor wire and security personnel to Texas. Also, she said drug cartels are responsible for murders on the reservations and that they're affiliated with a gang called Ghost Dancers. So these kind of things put our Lakota Dakota brothers and sisters over the edge with her.
Oh, absolutely. I had not heard about that, but, you know, it's pretty lousy to kind of scapegoat the communities that you're serving and try to make things out like it's something that's been brought on by themselves or anything like that. You know, it's that's not leadership. It's not.
No. And good on them for Pine Ridge saying thanks, but no thanks. Hey, Arvina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey,
Arvina, it's always a good time now to talk about what you want to talk about and give us some updates on what you're doing and what's happening in the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, we're still trucking along at the moment. We're still waiting for a decision to come out maybe next month or understand what the maps are going to look like for our fall elections. We want to know sooner rather than later because it takes time to plan and a run for office, especially one at the state level. And you know, the candidates have to start collecting signatures in May, so that really isn't that far off. And you know, it's very nerve-wracking to not know what's happening when people are anxious to make decisions, and you want to see how things are kind of shaking out. You know, November is not that far from now. May is even less far from now. So, you know, we're all kind of on pins and needles over here waiting to hear about that.
I know our sister, Trisha Zunker, was gerrymandered the heck out of her. I hope that these kind of movements in districting can help somebody like Trisha or anybody out there for that matter, because the person she was going against who eventually won, and Trisha did a great job, by the way, of that uphill battle. You know, we have to hope that things like that are better in our neighboring state.
Yeah. And so for the record, this lawsuit that wouldn't change the congressional lines, but would change state legislative lines. So unfortunately, you know, the congressional district that Trisha ran for so valiantly and ably, you know, is going to remain. But there are lots of other people like Trisha who are getting, you know,